That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, we're going to talk to Jody and David here in just a second. But first, one of the best ways to unwind after a week of soul-crushing mayhem is the After Party podcast presented exclusively on our Patreon page. It's a commercial-free 90-minute show. It's kind of like eavesdropping on an evening chat between me and my girlfriend Kimberly Johnson from the Start Me Up podcast and the Stephanie Miller Show. It's far more personal than the free shows with all kinds of revelations about our personal lives, but with all the latest political commentary in there too. And you can still catch our three-episode series about the 80s, by the way, again, exclusively on our Patreon page. So don't miss out. Subscribe to the After Party level at patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. And you're also going to get the Shadow Docket shows included in that level of support. Again, it's patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. And now let the cartoons begin.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska.
I think it's the best show on the air ever that has been. It's weird how good it is. It's so strange.
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, January 4, 2024, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hello there, I'm Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, day 1079 of the Biden-Harris administration, 305 days until the 24th presidential election. You can find me on Instagram and Threads at TheBobSeska, Twitter, BobSeska_go, as always, and Patreon is BobSeskaShow.com. And those people right there for the new year, the Goth Ninjas. Is Jody Hamilton. She is the executive producer of Stephanie Miller Show. Patreon.com/Stephanie Miller Show. Also StephanieMiller.com. And David Ferguson. His music project is Astral Summer. Patreon.com/Astral Summer. That's where you find all of that. So, Goth Ninjas, brand new year, 2024. Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year to you.
Had a good one? Did you have a nice relaxing break, David?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, besides from growing a new toe like a starfish.
That's incredible.
I don't know what you guys accomplished, but, you know, I grew a new limb, so.
Yeah, you're like, we were saying before the show, you're like Wolverine with the healing factor, right?
Right. You just like, kill me and I just get brought back to life, cut off something and I grow it back. I'm too fucking mean to kill.
Yeah.
David T-Rex Ferguson is here for 2024 and ready to knock some heads.
Well, that's one of the many things you have in common with Buzz Burbank is you're both indestructible. Like, somehow.
You're like bionic at this point.
I know. It's amazing. What about you, Jody? How was your break?
It so far has been fine. Stephanie has only sent me 30 tweets to get for next week while she's in Costa Rica.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Yeah. I saw the pictures.
Yeah. So, I mean, no, it's been nice. I mean, I got her a lawyer next Monday, so she'll be very happy.
She's like actually drinking from a coconut right now, getting fanned, you know, like swinging.
No, she's been bike riding. She's crazy when she goes on vacation. She actually exercises on vacation.
Yeah, she managed to bike ride from Costa Rica back to her house in L.A.
And then yes, she uses the ocean to do that. Yeah,
that's right.
She gets home tomorrow, I believe. Yeah, she gets home tomorrow, so I technically go back to work on Saturday.
Excellent. So are you still waking up at stupid o'clock every day? Just like, I've oh, my God, I got to go do the show.
I've been able to sleep in until 3:30 or 4.
Nice. Mm. 3:30 or 4 in the morning. What a luxury that is, huh?
It is. It is. In fact, today, Dr. Redlener didn't realize that we were on vacation, even though I emailed everybody. So he emails me going, you didn't send me the link. What's going on? And I call him. I said, Dr. Redliner, and that was at like 6 o'clock this morning. He goes, I'm sorry I woke you up. I said, no, I've been up for 2 hours. It's fine.
So he didn't just call you up and start scaring you with awful medical information?
No, thank God. And there's a lot of it. But No, he was very sweet. He goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, no, don't worry about it. I did send you an email. He goes, you know what? I probably saw it and forgot. And I'm like, that's okay.
When I worked at the university and was part of the NPR, people would always be like, did you get my email? And I'd be like, yeah, probably. They're like, it's that important. I'm like, they all say that.
Yeah.
They all do. And they never are. So I figure you'll come get me if you really need me for something.
Right, right. Well, we got to talk about this right out of the chute here on our big Thursday show. No surprise, but Donald Trump received $7.8 million from foreign governments during his one pathetic term as president. And I say no surprise because it's absolutely not a shock. The operative phrase in the lead from the New York Times is most of it from China.
China!
Right. That's where the money came from.
Well, that's the one where he can't bury it in like useless apartments at Trump Tower or real estate deals in Florida. Like the China deals are harder to hide than the Russian deals.
Yeah.
And the Saudi Arabian deals, to the $2 billion to Jared's. Is anyone surprised?
No.
No, not at all. The thing is that with this happening at the same time as the House Republicans are going after Joe Biden for something Hunter Biden car loan payment, maybe.
A three-layer caramel from the Brock's thing at the Winn-Dixie. Right. Stuck it in his pocket on the way to the... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, meantime, the House Democrats and the House Oversight Committee detailed all of this in a 156-page report called White House for Sale. Very, very well done.
Nice.
Yeah, it offers concrete evidence that the former president engaged in the kind of conduct that House Republicans have labored so far unsuccessfully. That's pretty brave for the New York Times, by the way. House Republicans have labored so far unsuccessfully to prove that President Biden did as they worked to build an impeachment case against him. Using documents produced through a court fight, the report describes how foreign governments and their controlled entities, including a top U.S. adversary, interacted with Trump businesses while he was president. They paid millions to the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C., Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas, Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in New York. The Trump Tower one, the Fifth Avenue Trump Tower, that one is obvious. The top, I've talked about this a gazillion times, the largest state-run bank in China has been renting two floors of Trump Tower. And the Republicans are screaming, oh, my God, Joe Biden's up to his eyeballs in Chinese money, which he's not. But they're saying that he is. So we won't talk about this thing. And by we, I mean, generally speaking, the news media. Right. Among the countries,
but when I went out of town for a week, Joe Biden did not feed my fish.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just rude. That fucking guy, man.
Impeach now.
Exactly.
China made the largest total payment, $5.5 million, to his business interests, the report found. Those payments include millions of dollars from China's embassy in the United States, the Industrial Commercial Bank of China, and the Hainan Airlines Holding Company. Saudi Arabia, by the way, was the second largest spender, shelling out more than $615,000 at the Trump World Tower and International Hotel in Washington, D.C. So we've known about that for some time. That's been circulating, and there's been some reporting about that, but this all makes it official, this particular report. So Donald Trump is up to his beady eyeballs in foreign money, and I'm sure a lot of that was guiding his policy. I still think the quote-unquote trade war with China was all about masking over this business relationship that the Trumps have with China.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't say I've got business relations with China because I'm really tough on China. See this trade war? The trade war was entirely performative. This was a bullshit trade war that Donald Trump got engaged in with China. But the one thing that it did do is the trade war absolutely destabilized the stock market. It was an incredible thing to observe. I've talked about this on many occasions. The fact that one of the ways that Donald Trump gamed the stock market, which he's done throughout his career, there's copious evidence of Donald Trump playing games with the stock market. And in this case, Donald Trump was using the trade war to destabilize the stock market so he could actually control when the markets reacted and how they reacted by saying, well, trade war going really well. And then suddenly stocks start to climb, or trade war not going so well, stocks start to drop. And my theory is that Donald Trump was doing that deliberately by not only using the trade war to manipulate stocks, but then telling people when they should invest ahead of time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe passing along to Don Jr. or whoever's controlling the Trump family portfolio. Here's what I'm about to say. So make sure to get ready. Get ready with those investments, or get ready to dump a bunch of stock based on what I say about the trade war. So that was my crazy
Thing. Yeah. And a lot of that, we just were like, what is he misfiring on right now? Because he'd just randomly pull things out of his ass in the middle of his speech.
Yeah.
It was probably semaphoring deals that were coming undone, you know.
Yeah.
Well, what a shit show.
You can actually draw correlations between what Donald Trump said about the Chinese trade war, the fake trade war, as far as I'm concerned, and when the stock market rose and fell. And what he was actually saying. Like, it was, there's verified evidence where you can look, like, find the date of Donald Trump saying, things aren't going so well with that Chinese trade war. President Xi is being a real toughie, or whatever he says. And then suddenly stocks start to decline the next day. Mm-hmm. And the question is whether Donald Trump informed any friends, any people associated with his own stock portfolio, because he never divested. That's a key here. I think we forget this, that Donald Trump never divested in his businesses. Unlike all previous presidents who had business interests, Donald Trump did not divest. He was entirely privy to what was going on with his stock portfolio, what was going on with his finances, where this money was coming from, and how he could keep the gravy train going. Donald Trump is a liar. He is a scam artist. He is a criminal. He is a con man. You think he's going to look at an opportunity like being in the White House and say, you know what, there's an opportunity to profit here from this, but I'm going to forego that opportunity. I'm not going to profit from this office at all because I, Donald Trump, am an honest man. No, 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 there's no way. And I love Jody's reaction. Yeah, this is Jody right now. Oh, my God. So, yeah, so that's happening. The question is, what's going to get more play over the next, 11 months? Is it going to be this, or is it going to be Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, oh, my God, laptop, oh, my God, checks, something, car, something, dick pics, et cetera?
I think that it will depend upon a lot of things between now and then, obviously. Yeah. But Jim Comer's got some issues because of his real estate holdings, and how he reacted so viscerally to people asking about it means he's into something dirty.
Oh, God, yes. Part of strategy is the distraction game.
Yeah.
Make sure we're talking about Hunter Biden all the time. Make sure we're talking about impeaching Joe Biden all the time. We don't have any evidence at all, but it doesn't matter. As long as we present the idea that there was a series of crimes committed, we don't need to actually have the evidence because, you know, the suckers on social media, the suckers who subscribe to our videos on Rumble or whatever, they're not going and looking up this shit. They're just taking it at face value. Oh, yes, of course, Joe Biden's a criminal. And so that's the entire idea. They don't want anyone talking about how Donald Trump took whatever it is, nearly $8 million from foreign governments, mainly China and Saudi Arabia. They don't need to care. But meantime, there's a lot of gaslighting happening, and there has been since the Mueller report about the Russia attack, the onslaught of disinformation that is being flooded into social media at all times to manipulate American voters into electing Donald Trump. And that, of course, has been once again verified by the ODNI.
Yeah.
And so this report came out just before, actually, you know what? It was right in the midst of the Christmas break when this report dropped. The headline is basically Russian actors also targeted left-leaning audiences by suggesting that the United States support to Ukraine risked war with Russia. Yep. That was one of the things that they were flooding social media with. Meantime, Moscow also continued to promote allegations that Joe Biden and his family were involved in corrupt activities connected to Ukraine. For example, in May 2022, Russians claimed that charitable foundations linked to the Clintons and Hunter Biden funded bio research labs in Ukraine.
Oh, that sounds very Rand Paul.
Yes, doesn't it? It really does. Russian influence actors cast aspersions on the
integrity. On your asparagus?
On your asparagus, yes. I immediately went to Louis Gohmert as I was reading that. Thank you, Jody. Russian influence actors cast aspersions on your asparagus. On the integrity of the midterm elections, including by claiming that voting software was vulnerable. Americans expected cheating to undermine the midterm elections, and Democrats were stealing the elections. That's the bullshit that was being pumped into social media. Also, after the elections, Russian online influencers continued to amplify purported voting abnormalities and fraud, particularly in Arizona. Russian influencers highlighted a conspiracy theory claiming that Ukraine had invested U.S. aid money in the FTX cryptocurrency exchange to benefit Democratic campaigns. And so it's not a surprise that we're seeing more of it happening now.
Maybe we should go undercover as like Russian influencers, you know, like trying to like reach out to American audiences, like give ourselves names that Americans would like. My name is Percocet Gun Boobs, you know.
Did you just say Percocet Gun Boobs?
Gun Boobs, he did. That's the name of the show. Percocet Gun Boobs.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
Listen to me. The voting software is unreliable. You're being lied to.
Yeah, you know what? If I was on the radio, that would be my radio name now. Percocet Gun Boobs.
Percocet Gun Boobs. Yeah. That's my name.
Percocet Gun Boobs in the morning. Hey, it's 20 minutes after 7, 40 minutes too late, everybody. We're going to get to this story in just a second, but there's lots of disinformation circulating around the Jeffrey Epstein revelations from today.
I know.
Yeah. But House Republican leadership has all endorsed Donald Trump, naturally.
I know.
Yes. Or as I tweeted, they've endorsed fascist dictatorship is what the House Republican leadership is doing. Mike Johnson, Steve Scalise, and Tom Emmer, the House Speaker, Majority Leader, and Majority Whip have all endorsed Donald Trump. And that's completely not a shock.
I got something to tell you.
Okay.
It's going to shock you.
Okay.
Not only was there gambling in Casablanca, but there's gambling in Las Vegas.
That is an immense revelation. Thank you. The sound is getting a workout today. But not surprised at all. Not surprised at all that these ass kissers have done that.
They've still got like ass bronzer on their faces.
Speaking of ass bronzer on their faces.
You kiss Rudy Giuliani on the cheek. You know what it tastes like? Depends.
Oh.
Wow. That's fun. By the way, he's filing for bankruptcy, Chapter 11. We talked about
it. Surprise. But he's not going to be able to get discharged what he owes Rudy and Shay.
Absolutely not.
The last time I heard some of that Alex Jones, people were going to be like, no, it's not okay. Start taking his equipment apart. And like, there's actually unprecedented legal shit looking into completely like liquidating every single thing that Alex Jones owns.
Yeah.
Well, I think with Rudy, it might be his lawyer's fees that he still owes. That's part of it. Because you could probably discharge that. But no, Ruby and Shay are going to get the apartment and sell it or have a sitcom.
Oh, my God. I would watch the shit out of that reality show. I'm sorry.
I so love that.
And make Rudy their maid. Make Rudy their maid.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Oh, my God. With like a shock collar for like a
Doberman
picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I really enjoyed? No surprise. Speaking of reality shows, Geddy Lee has his own reality show now on Paramount
Plus. Of course you enjoy that.
Yeah, where he goes around and he talks to other bass players. I think it's called something like Geddy Lee, Bass Players Are Humans Too.
My friend Albert would want to be on that show so badly.
Oh, my God. He talks to Les Claypool. I forgot her name. The bass player from Hole. God damn it. Melissa.
Talk to Paul McCartney.
She's got a French last name that's like
Aftermar.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. He talked to the bass player from Metallica. That was another good episode. There were only four episodes, so we're hoping for more.
Mm.
That's a, and by we, I mean Rush fans around the world are hoping for more Geddy Lee reality programming on Paramount Plus.
One of the more surprising bits of podcasting that really moved me that I listened to in 2023 was Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers interviewing Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, wow. How cool
that
is that?
That would be interesting.
They both ended up crying, actually.
Aww.
Because Anthony was like, no, I never thought that you guys believed in me. I always thought I was just your friend, that you was like getting bought, you know, that I was a second-rate singer.
Oh, my God.
It just like, oh, my God. No, and Flea's like, dude, you made, your the whole thing was, you were the front guy, and that was... And he's like, you really felt that way? And Anthony's like, I did. You know, and it was just like, oh, my God, it's so kind of adorable that this is happening on the air. But also, like, but yeah, it was ended up being like a whole.
It was Anthony who has the imposter syndrome, not Flea, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Yeah, okay, wow.
They both do.
Oh, they both
do.
That's shocking, so, because they're among the best.
Well, I have something to say about imposter syndrome, because everybody I know who's good at what they do has imposter syndrome, because imposter syndrome is a sign that you respect what you do.
Oh, I'm up to my eyeballs in it.
But you are such, see, like the rest of it, I look at you, Bob, and you are just such a creature of sound. You are such a, like, you're just a, this is like, you ask a fish, when you're like, what do you think of this water? And the fish is like, what's water? That's like Bob and radio, you know, like, it just seems to come like so naturally to you.
Yeah. Well, it's all a big ruse. That's how I think. That's my imposter syndrome. I'm just a big faker. That's what I think.
Stephanie's like that. Yeah. Stephanie's like that.
Yeah.
She makes it look so easy and then pretends she doesn't realize how good she is at her job.
Yeah, well, she's the gold standard. I mean, that's just
she's
it. I'm like,
so
oh my
good.
God, I'm just a pretender next to Stephanie Miller. Cause
no, I mean, I've literally watched her do an interview with my mom when she didn't know my mom was going to call.
That's what's amazing about that, because, I mean, a whole new level of respect is to be had if you actually watch Stephanie on Free Speech TV doing the show.
Yeah.
Because what you'll find out is, like, when she's interviewing someone, like your mom, for example, I don't see any notes in front of her. I don't see her reading anything off of a script or a page. It's just all Stephanie, and it's just an incredible thing to watch. It's just one of the, I mean, we all talked about Jim Ladd during the break. We're getting way off on a tangent.
She's in Costa Rica. Can we just stop sucking her dick for a minute? She's not even going to listen to this.
She's going to listen to this tonight. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Now she is. Hi, Stephanie.
Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah, we all love Stephanie Miller. That's a fact. That's an absolute
fact.
True, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So the new Epstein court documents are out, and they name names as expected. Some of the names mentioned as people associated with Jeffrey Epstein, not really any big surprises here, other than a couple. Donald Trump, obviously, no surprise. Bill Clinton is mentioned over 50 times in these documents. I'm going to talk about that here more in a second. Prince Andrew, pretty salacious and awful allegations there about Prince Andrew. Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
David Copperfield, the magician. Also,
he made things disappear.
Gonna say,
weirdly,
the elephant in the room just disappeared.
Stephen Hawking is on the list.
Just because you went on his plane doesn't mean you went to the island.
Right.
By the way.
Yes. But these are all names and doesn't necessarily mean they were engaged in any wrongdoing. Let's be clear about that.
I'm not voting for Bill Clinton anymore. I'll tell you that.
I know.
Or Hunter Biden.
Jesus, that's exactly
right.
Oh, God,
I'm never voting for that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Bill Clinton is mentioned over 50 times, though the filings did not indicate any evidence of illegality on his part. No. And his representatives said they did not object to the unsealing. In one instance, one of Epstein's accusers says the financier, Epstein, had remarked that Clinton, quote, likes them young, referring to girls. Yeah.
Most men do. That's not...
Yeah, and that doesn't necessarily mean children.
Gross.
Yeah, or grossness. Yeah, but yeah,
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jack. That's a whole other question.
He's like Old Navy. He got little boys' pants half off.
Jesus. But yeah, in response to Axios's request for comment, a spokesperson for Clinton pointed to a 2019 statement issued shortly after Epstein was arrested on federal sex trafficking charges. Urania had said Clinton had no knowledge of the terrible crimes with which Epstein was charged. Urania added that Clinton had not spoken to Epstein in well over a decade and has never been to Little St. James Island, Epstein's ranch in New Mexico, or his residence in Florida. But you know what? I think Don Jr. posted something in fact. Yeah, yeah, those liberals are freaking out because Donald Trump isn't named in the thing. So, well, wait a minute. Yeah, he was named in the these new documents.
Yeah, he was, Jr. I pointed that out to him. He has yet to block me.
Right. We also have copious video and photographs of Donald Trump with Epstein.
Dude, seriously?
I mean, who needs him to be on a list? We've got actual visual evidence of Donald Trump doing hinky things and awful things with Jeffrey Epstein. Joking and partying and dancing and groping women. And that's all documented. We've all seen that. Mm-hmm. It's made its rounds for years and years and years. And it's especially memorable because Trump looks so fucking weird in those videos, too.
And happy.
Yes, he's doing the like the white man's overbite as he's dancing a little bit, and he's got.
And
those...
It always seems to me like he's making Epstein uncomfortable. Like he's too into it. Have you noticed this? He like whispers something in Epstein's ear, and Epstein does the slow motion bend over. Like I can't believe this fucker has said something this stupid to me, but I'm gonna act like I think it's funny. But I'm gonna bend over so maybe he'll detach and go away. And then he comes back up, and there he is again. It's, you know, like
yeah.
I don't know. Those are like the same moves I've done after a show when somebody's yelling in my face and they're drunk, and I.
So what you're saying is Donald Trump is too perverse for Jeffrey Epstein.
Exactly. It's
too much of a tryhard.
Right. Well, so there is all of that, all of the photographic evidence of Donald Trump doing this. And I assure you, the scandal is not going to be whatever revelations or whatever commentary comes out of this particular set of revelations, not really going to affect Donald Trump all that much. And that's one of the great injustices that we face right now. I was talking about that with regard to Nikki Haley. Like, she's got to be going, okay, the Civil War thing, I'm getting screwed because I'm an idiot and a coward and a racist. But, you know, at the same time, Donald Trump says 1,000 things like this every day and he gets away with it. So what the fuck? Yeah, welcome to the club, Nikki Haley.
Mm-hmm.
You say one guy.
I'm trying to explain to Ben why, like, you know, a woman who was families was even on this continent is trying to get pinned to the wall about the Civil War. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, welcome to Mars. You know, welcome to Earth 2 politics, because it's not going to make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all, baby.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers and the almost.
Jimmy Kimmel. Ooh.
Yeah, and the entire Red Hat Entertainment Complex circulating this hoax that both Barack Obama and Jimmy Kimmel are on the list, even though they are not, of course.
Right.
They've even mocked up a fake transcript page where they put in Jimmy Kimmel's name in this Q&A with one of Epstein's victims or one of the client's victims, etc. And then there was a GIF or a video being circulated that I saw that purported to have the faces or photographs of the people who are on the list. All assembled together in a montage. One of those faces, I think maybe the second one to come up, is Barack Obama. Please. And of course Barack Obama has nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, because Barack Obama is immensely disciplined.
Yes.
Maybe the most disciplined politician in the history of American politics. You can't pin anything.
And married to a woman that you just really don't want to fuck with. I can't imagine trying to lie about my whereabouts to Michelle Obama, who probably has sweet talked or threatened every single Secret Service agent to be like, don't you lie to me.
Yeah.
Like, I will find out. Like, I don't know. Michelle kind of reminds me of my mom, who just could spot a lie. You'd like go to tell her a story and she'd get all the way through it and she'd be like, that was a nice story. You know, I appreciate that you wove in some details from reality, like poor Sasha and Malia. But, you know, she's like, that was a lie. I need to know what happened. Because, I mean, but anyway, but I don't think Obama was also, he was very much aware of what the burden of him being the first person of color in that office was to not act out and to not do any of the just completely corrupt Caligulan things that Donald Trump has done.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
Yeah, but it goes back many more years than that. Barack Obama has always comported himself with decency and honesty and composure and just staying on the straight and narrow. I mean, that's been the hallmark. If you read his book, Dreams for My Father, it is packed with that sort of thing. And he's upfront about some of the dalliances he had as a kid. Some cocaine in there and marijuana at some point, I think, that he admitted to in the book. I mean, that's going back years and years and years. And I'm not breaking any news.
I mean, dude, he
that.
Lived in Hawaii. He went to Punahou. Of course, he smoked pot.
That's exactly right, Punahou. Yeah. That was I lived right across the street from Punahou School for a period of time.
Oh, I had a friend that went there, and I met him when he went to my school. So, yeah, I know the Punahou kids.
Yeah, we were just a couple of blocks from where Obama's grandparents lived.
But hey, the point of the story is the man was one of the most incredibly upright, what is it? I wouldn't say integritudious, but he just had more integrity than just about anybody who's had.
Oh, yeah,
that
of course. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they are desperate to pin something on him, and they just make shit up when they can't.
Yeah.
But going after Jimmy Kimmel, that's a mistake because it's the old adage that you never start a rock fight with a guy wearing clown shoes because he will has a writer room and they will eat you. And
oh, yeah.
I just.
Yeah. One of his writers lives next door to me, so trust me, I know.
Jimmy Kimmel has already threatened to sue Aaron Rodgers for this.
And the guy, the podcast guy is already like, I didn't mean to air it and blah, blah, blah. He's like really trying to get around being sued by Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
And I say sue them both. Sue them both, Jimmy. Just
sue
go.
Sue everybody. Bring your shoes and your glasses with you. So
yeah,
you have them.
All of them so you have them, you know.
Punitive damages here.
Yeah.
I mean, is Aaron Rodgers just not at all interested in retaining his football fortune? I guess not.
Apparently not.
And he plays football, right? I'm kidding.
Yeah, he's a quarterback.
I know that. I'm not that out to lunch about the sports ball, but I do like to make fun of myself.
I honestly was like, didn't that guy hang himself? And that was the other Aaron dude.
What are you talking about?
I don't get it. Okay. The one that was like indicted for murder, hanged himself, is Florida guy. Wasn't his name Aaron Hernandez? No.
I don't remember. I have no idea. We're lost.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think that's baseball, though.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What's baseball?
I don't watch that sports ball. I only watch the footballs.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, we got lots more to talk about on the big show today. There was another school shooting, this time in Perry, Iowa. We'll get the latest on that. Plus, violence. Oh, my God. Threats of violence happening all over the country in state houses, state capitals. And also Florida man in the news regarding...
Donald?
No, not that Florida man. Different Florida man. But this different Florida man.
We need kind of a boat parade song for Florida man.
That's
need to contact...
Oh, you know what? You know who has a Florida man song? Is
Hal Sparks.
Oh, the great Hal Sparks. Absolutely.
Ah.
I'll find it during the break, and we'll play it when we come back from the break. Got to play it. Because then I'm going to, I'm inadvertently going to piss off all of our Florida listeners, and I apologize. This is just...
Buzz is a Florida man. We love
Buzz,
some Florida
of course,
man.
Buzz is a Florida man. We all love our Florida people.
I have in-laws in Florida, so...
Yeah, and so do I. I've got lots of family members in Florida, like immediate family members in Florida. We're not talking about all Florida people. Just, you know, the stereotypical...
Not all Floridians.
Florida man.
Not all men, not all Floridians.
That's
it's
right.
A thing.
Oh, and we have actual voter fraud, actual case of voter fraud. We'll talk about that, too. Guess who the voter fraud was committed in favor of?
Trump.
Yeah, what a shocker there. Lots more still to come on The Big Show. Back with more podcasting right after these words.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Bob Seska!
All-time favorites all day long!
Hold me tight so I can see the light. Cover me, I'm not your enemy. Start for some affection, and I don't know what to do. I'm struggling to get over you. In my prayer for tonight, you know I feel depressed, and I know you feel it too. You left me in the vacuum, and my heart is just a shame, and I don't know how.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's one of our favorites, Matt Springfield, brand new single called Fly. As in the bug, but I don't think that's the point of the song. This is so great. Yeah, we play a lot of Matt Springfield, especially during the Halloween season. He's got a great song that we play called Haunted. And it's so good. And this is his latest. Link in the description, of course, to support Matt Springfield. Get this song into your record collection now. Just go to bobseska.com, find the link for this episode, 1424, and scroll on down, and you'll find all the links to support the independent recording artists on today's show. Thank you for doing that. Coming up on January 13th, I'm really going all in.
That's Chris Lavoie's birthday.
Oh, good. And you know what else is happening on January 13th? It is the Trek Talks Telethon, the third annual Trek Talks Telethon to support the Hollywood Food Coalition.
Yay.
Yeah, it's hosted by our friend John Billingsley, Dr. Phlox from Star Trek. And all of, like, the top Star Trek people are going to be on the telethon, too. Brent Spiner, Jonathan Frakes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, who are some others? Let's see here. Yeah, our friend Todd Stashwick, Terry Metalis, Jerry Ryan, Michael Dorn. TrekTalks.net. It's also going to be on YouTube. You can support the Hollywood Food Coalition by going to hofoco.org. I got a link in the description for that. And of course, John Billingsley recorded a promo for us for the Trek Talks Telethon. Here's John Billingsley.
Trek Talks is coming your way. Bum, 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 bum. To benefit the Hollywood Food Coalition. It's on January 13th and celebrities galore will be on hand.
Will John wear pants? That's the operative question. Probably not. Come and watch. Co-host Bonnie Gordon. She's not here right now, but I can imitate her. Oh, John, you cannot. Yes, I can.
The great John Billingsley. Hey, you know what? Here's a homework assignment, a fun homework assignment. Go and find the episode of The West Wing. I think it's the very first Big Block of Cheese episode where John Billingsley plays a scientist. He plays not a scientist, but a cartographer. Who insists that the maps are all wrong.
I remember that one. And Allison Janney was like, wait, what?
I know. It's such a great episode. Anyway, moving on here. So we were talking about, before the break, we talked about how a Florida man has mm-hmm. been arrested for threatening to assassinate Eric Swalwell. This is not a shock that these people are engaged in these kinds of ridiculous threats. But, this guy was arrested on Wednesday. He's a 17-year-old man from Green Acres.
Green Acres? It's the place to be.
I
Fun
know.
Fun living is the life for me.
Right.
New York is my place to be.
Fresh air, Times Square, etc. This guy from Green Acres left voicemail messages that included threats to come after you and kill you and, quote, come after your children. And this is happening across America. We're in a second here, we're going to talk about these bomb threats that are being set to state capitals. But I mentioned Hal Sparks put together a really funny Florida Man song. I think he did this for one of the Sexy Liberal shows.
He's played it a couple times. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I remember seeing it for the first time on one of the Sexy Liberal virtual tours during the pandemic. Here is Hal Sparks singing Florida Man.
Florida Man used a salami to stab his neighbor. Florida Man is a compulsive masturbator.
Straight from the headlines, man. My heart is so gritty and real.
Florida Man shot himself and noticed 2 days later. Florida Man tried to mouthfuck an alligator.
Mouthfuck.
Yeah.
Florida Man.
Actual headlines.
Yeah. Florida Man.
we used to play a game.
Florida Man.
Yeah, you okay? You used to play a game?
Backstage. What? Backstage at Raw Story, we'd be all on the group chat. And managing editor would be like, all right, Florida or Eastern Europe or Russia. And he would tell a story and it would be like, man hits bear in testicles with shovel and gets torn to pieces. We'd be like, Eastern Bloc. And he'd be like, yes, Romania. You know, Florida, Texas, or Eastern Europe, Eastern Bloc was generally the options. And, and you couldn't always tell from the wildlife because there are crocodiles in the Eastern Bloc.
Yeah.
Yes, there are.
And again, just to be perfectly clear about this, not all Florida residents are like
not
this.
All Florida.
And there are very lovely parts of Florida, lovely beaches and things like that. It's being run by Republicans, so they're turning it into a police state. And then there are lots of
probably very lovely parts of Russia, but they're trying to get into Ukraine right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
then Yuri hit the bear in the balls. The bear went insane. It tore him to pieces. Ha, ha, ha. We tell this story every year.
Fell out of window. He fell out of window.
Windowitis.
Okay, so, meantime, there was this school shooting in Perry, Iowa. The shooters...
Oh, nice segue to the dead dog story, by the way. Casey Kasem.
The shooter is dead. There was one other person who was killed. Multiple people are in Des Moines hospitals following the high school shooting. Multiple patients are being treated at Iowa Methodist Medical Center and Mercy One. All families of the victims have been reunited. Good. Earlier on Thursday, police had declined to provide details on how many people were hurt and the extent of their injuries. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds expressed heartbreak after the shooting at Perry High School, calling it a senseless tragedy. Our hearts are broken by this senseless tragedy. Our prayers are with the students, teachers, and families of the Perry community. She said she continues to monitor the situation and will join a news conference with law enforcement officials later today.
Start to pass laws that stop this shit?
No, of course not. Of course not. No. Iowa's gone by way of Republicanism, Trumpism. And we'll see that being illustrated.
Yeah, bring abortion on the ballot. This is the thing. I feel like we can tie together abortion rights and gun control and maybe begin to stab deep into their most... Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Yeah. Go. Then please be more articulate than me about it right now, Jody. I'm still like a little soft for the holidays.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: is my question is in the story, did the shooter kill himself or was he murdered by the police? Killed by the police.
That's a good question.
Because if he killed himself, just fucking kill yourself. Stop killing other people.
Yeah. All it says here is the shooter is dead.
Okay.
And according to a law enforcement official, and authorities said the area around the school has been secured. So that's what I got here. Earlier, said the shooter had been identified, but had declined to share more details.
Well, yeah, they got to wait. They got to know more about this man, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, after we went on break, they had a shooting at University of Nevada at Las Vegas. Yep. Mm-hmm. Remember? And like Ken Delanian was on some MSNBC show saying, well, we don't even know the gender of the assailant. And I was like, Ken, get a fucking grip. We know that it's a man.
Okay? Of course.
Because women don't do this. Yeah. It's not a woman.
In general, they don't. It's very rare. It's incredibly rare.
Because it's messy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And women are like, I can't make all this huge mess. I'll get in trouble.
you know what's weird? There's something weird happening with one of the Republican primaries. I think it's the Nevada primary.
Nevada.
A 2021 law requires Nevada to hold state-run presidential primaries. Mm-hmm. But the state Republican Party has opted to host its own caucuses 2 days later. Only the caucus results will be used to allocate delegates.
That's weird.
That is very weird. So that's and stupid. So they're having a primary on February 6th, and then they're having a caucus on February 8th.
Okay, so because caucuses in general, to me, are not democratic because you're in a room with people and everybody's yelling and arguing. And you're literally facing other voters.
Yeah.
In person, whereas a primary, at least you go into the voting booth and you do what you need to do or what you want to do, and you're not pressured by the community to vote a certain way. So caucuses, to me, are undemocratic.
Well, prior to Donald Trump, the Iowa caucus always ended up elevating one of the fringe weirdos.
Yes.
Didn't Mike Huckabee once win the
Iowa? And
it's
like one of the whitest groups of people on the planet.
It is.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's that. Meantime, there are these bomb threats being sent to state capitals across the country. And we're talking about several here and quite a few states with Democratic governors, by the way. So these bomb threats.
A lot of the people who are affected, I mean, the politicians are on the move.
Yeah.
They're checking into they're like college professors. They have office hours at very specific times. The people who are under threat here, no, seriously, are all the ancillary personnel, security people, cafeteria people, sanitation people, who are largely lower middle class, if not, and they're usually people of color.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it just, to me, that's, just one more. What's the problem? Oh, it's racism again.
Yeah.
Of
course. Mm. But bomb threats targeting state institutions rippled across the country for a second day in a row, according to Axios. One day after multiple state capitals were forced to evacuate due to similar threats, paired with a recent spate of swatting calls targeting lawmakers.
Mm-hmm.
The incident suggested this could be a raucous year for lawmakers and other officials across the country. We know that the Colorado...
Raucous sounds fun.
Yeah, does. Doesn't make it sound fun. We're going to have a raucous good time.
Raucous is the wrong word for that.
Yeah, no. The Colorado Supreme Court received all kinds of death threats for its decision on the 14th Amendment.
No, somebody walked in and opened fire.
Yeah. But, I mean, these swatting calls are insane. You know what that is? That's where they call the police
police.
And then suddenly your house is surrounded by a SWAT team, and you haven't done anything wrong. We're now getting into politics of personal retribution.
Yep.
Where it's not just about saying that the other side is wrong and here's how we defeat the other side electorally with votes and words. It's now about personally threatening and suing the people who are your political opponents. And that's happening quite a bit. And obviously we're seeing this, to an extreme level when it comes to these bomb threats and swatting calls and so forth. But, we're getting to a point where any political debate could end up devolving into defamation lawsuits and personal threats. Well, the Mississippi Department of Public Safety said Thursday that multiple bomb threats had been received across the state. Separately, officials reported bomb threats and subsequent evacuations at government buildings in Arkansas's Pulaski County, Massachusetts' Nantucket County, and Maine's Cumberland and Kennebec counties. State capitol buildings in at least six states, Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Kentucky, Michigan, and Mississippi, were forced to take safety precautions as a result of bomb threats on Wednesday. In Kentucky's case, a capitol building bomb threat was sent out in a mass email to multiple Secretary of State's offices and legislative offices across the country on Wednesday. Michonne Lindstrom, spokesperson for Kentucky Secretary of State Michael Adams, told Axios in an email statement. The threat was cleared and the Capitol building was reopened, as was the case when threats of explosives were reported in state Capitol buildings in Connecticut and Georgia and the Michigan State Capitol Commission.
I've got something to say.
Yeah.
I remember when we did this in 2002 and 2001 because we were terrified of external forces that wanted to randomly attack us in places that are sensitive and that could cripple the country and cause unrest.
Yeah.
And I want everyone to note that the people who we are protecting ourselves against this time are coming from within.
Yeah.
They are Americans attacking other Americans.
Right.
And that is something we completely need to never lose sight of.
Yeah.
That these Republican actors that are declining to de-escalate are inflicting this on their fellow Americans and consider it fair game.
Right. And knowing that 90% of domestic terrorism is being perpetrated by the far right kind of gives us an indication of who we're talking about here. Because what we've seen a lot of, and there's a teeny tiny bit of this on the left, but most obviously the lion's share of it is happening on the right, where the fever pitch with which we're talking about politics these days is leading a lot of people to take this action because they believe that the only way to solve these problems is to shoot at the problems.
Right.
And obviously, you know, we see this from our elected officials all the time. And I'm speaking specifically about Republican elected officials. Where there are videos. I've talked about
their campaign ads, and they're actually shooting at the bills.
Yeah, exactly right.
Paper copies. Of, yeah.
Yeah, here's how we're going to solve the Affordable Care Act. Here's how we're going to solve the tax code. We're just going to shoot at it. We're going to blow it up with explosives. These are all actual Republican videos that have been made.
Ted Cruz with his gun bacon. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that to me was a real low. That was like, I mean, and he got burned in the process. He's such a dipshit.
Yeah.
I mean,
he put bacon on his AR, raw bacon on his AR-15, fired it off a bunch of times, and it cooked the bacon, allegedly.
Uh-huh.
I hope he got worms from it.
A tapeworm.
Yeah, just an awful tapeworm. What is the disease that you get from eating undercooked pork?
Tapeworms.
Wait. It's a trichinosis.
Trichinosis?
No. Ptomaine. Ptomaine.
Ptomaine. Yeah. Ptomaine, yes.
That'd be a shame
it starts with a P, but it sounds like a T. It's a ptomaine.
It'd be a shame if Ted Cruz got worms from his gun bacon. Yeah.
I can just see him scooting his butt across the, you know, living room floor.
Ew, David.
With his worms.
Yeah, yeah. That's disgusting.
Ew.
Yeah.
It is disgusting.
But that's going to be in my brain for the rest of my life.
I'm sorry.
The visual.
I apologize.
Ted Cruz scooting his butt across the floor.
No one should be able to escape that. That should be what everyone thinks of the minute they think of Ted Cruz. Put that on the Stephanie show tomorrow. Just like spread it.
Yeah.
On Monday. We don't get back until Monday, so.
Someone needs to make an AI video of Ted Cruz scooting his butt across the carpet.
Well, there's a scene of Robin Williams doing it across the grass in Central Park in...
Fisher King.
Called
the Fisher,
Fisher
King.
King.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you could just Ted Cruz's face on there. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? On that note, on the Ted Cruz scooting his butt across the floor note, let's take a short break. Because what we want to do is bring in our fine sponsors into the conversation. So, Perfect timing. Hey, quick break. Back with more show right after this.
Your green eating plan after butt dragging across the lawn.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Bob Seska plays more music.
It's a brand new single from Michael Snyder Barker, and the song is called Ominous. I'm not making that up. That's the name of the song. The first part, the first word in the title of the song is just a sound. It's just and the second word is ominous. Just as you heard right there. Link in the description, of course, to support this single. Yeah, such a cool song. All right. Getting back into things here, actual voter fraud. We have actual voter fraud. And shocking that this actual voter fraud comes from a Trump
Republican.
Yeah, of course. Because this is the idea.
Because every accusation is a confession.
Bingo.
When you come to narcissist, sociopathic idiots.
And I love how the smoking gun used the actual word disciple when describing this guy. As in, the Donald Trump disciple recently convicted of voter fraud should be sentenced to 11 years in jail, according to a Florida prosecutor who cited the defendant's prior criminal history as a factor in seeking the stiff punishment. A jury last month found, I'm not going to say the guy's name, but he's 58 years old. Yeah. Why? Should I?
Well, I just want to see what adjective goes with him. If he's like frauding Thomas or like...
Right. You know. What was my
first
radio name?
That's all I need.
I forget my first name, but my last name is Gunboob. What was the first part? I forget.
Percocet Gunboob.
Percocet Gunboob. Thank you very much.
Percocet Gunboob.
Wouldn't that be crazy if that was this guy's name? A jury last month found Percocet Gunboob,
Percocet
58,
Gunboob.
guilty of forging his dead father's name on a 2020 vote by mail ballot. Mail-in ballots.
He used Percocet Gunboob, so that's the problem.
Yep.
The guy's actual name is Robert Rivernider.
Of course it's Rivernider.
Yeah. And he did this with a mail-in ballot. But he's a Republican. He's a Trump supporter. The Sumter County panel convicted Rivernider of three felonies, forgery, fraud, in connection with
Robert the Repeater.
Yeah.
that's his disciple name, Robert the Repeat Voter.
And the third charge was uttering a forged public record.
Whoa, what does that mean?
I don't know what that means. Uttering it? How do you utter
it? Like, you said it out loud? Like, I voted twice?
Your declaration. I think that's what you, like, casting your vote is your utterances. I don't know, maybe.
I don't know what
maybe
this is.
Maybe it's just, like, his barbaric yawp in the words of the... Walt Whitman.
Thank God.
I'm losing my mind. Yeah. I've got menopause.
In advance
to my world.
Yeah. In advance of a January 9 sentencing hearing, prosecutors have submitted a recommendation to the court arguing that the lowest permissible sentence Rivernider could face would be more than 127 months in state prison. Oh, so sad.
Aww.
So sad. And this guy's picture, the photo of this guy, the mugshot. He's basically trying to shoot laser beams out of his eyeballs and burn your face off. That's the expression on this guy's face. Incredible. Because he got caught. And by the way, there's a story in the sidebar on the Smoking Gun website. I've got to read this headline because as we've been talking about this story, my eye is continuously being drawn to this other headline on the Smoking Gun page. And the headline is ex-con busted for New Year's Day dildo battery.
Happy New Year, dildos.
That's
it
right.
Happens.
So dildo battery. My first thought was, is he talking about the battery in the dildo or did this guy
dildos
beat up
really don't have batteries. Vibrators have batteries.
Oh, there is a distinction. Dildo. You're right. You're right. Dildo is not equal to vibrator.
Battery.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, to me, I've never had a dildo with a battery, just vibrators.
Well, before we pronounce judgment on these people in this story, you guys have had bad sex, right?
Of course.
At some point, you've had sex that made you mad. It was so bad, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it makes you extra, extra mad. Like, you're trying to get your bike up to speed to get up a hill, and someone keeps putting sticks in the spokes of your front wheel. Or, you know, just whatever. Like, when I'd be on stage with my old band, and we couldn't get the groove on, and one guy kept fucking it up.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel violent. Now, place a club-shaped piece of latex close at hand, and Governor, please proceed.
One time, it was so bad that we were listening to a Stephen Wright record, and it lasted only through one joke.
So you were actually having sex while you were listening to a Stephen Wright record?
And it lasted only through one joke.
Oh, wow. What was the joke? Do you remember?
I don't. It was just like so bad. It was just like, why am I here?
Because I'm thinking that it was the I spilled spot remover on my dog. Now he's gone. Maybe was it that joke?
It might have been the humidifier joke.
The That's humidifier, what I was thinking. Dehumidifier fighting it out.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't it be awesome if it was the one that I quote all the time about leaning too far back in your chair?
Yeah, leaning too far back in your chair. It was that record. I know it was that record.
That's such a weird thing. Like if I'm listening to Stephen Wright, the last thing I'm thinking is, man, this is making me horny. Stephen
I
Wright.
Was young. We were both very young.
Okay, worst sex I've ever had wouldn't end because the person had no coordination, would not listen to instructions, was just like going at it, thinking they were doing this awesome job, and I'm just like, oh my God, I got so fucking mad, and I finally flopped in the middle, I was like, get the fuck out, and like, what? And I was like, this is the worst fucking sex I've ever had. Please get out of my house.
Oh, my friend Candy, she had such bad sex one time where she literally said,
Let me finish.
Go.
I'm almost done. I can hear him like out in the front room putting his clothes on, like, and I'm just like, dude. But still, learn to follow instructions. If you get no rhythm, if you kiss in weird, incomprehensible rhythms, learn to respond to your partner because I mean that was just, it was just like we might as well have been like. I don't know, like trying to play Chinese checkers or something and neither one of us knew the rules. Like it was just weird. I was like, you know, on Earth, we do it like this. I mean, oh God, it was awful.
Yeah.
Oh no, my friend Candy, God bless this poor boy. It was a hockey player that she kind of had a crush on. And went back to a hotel room and he's like, are you having a good time? She goes, I can't feel it. Get off me.
Oh God. Oh, that's
there
horrendous.
Is apparently a passage like that in Britney Spears' book where she's like, is it in? And he goes, yeah. She's like, it is?
It is.
Oh, she's that's like, my heart
never
sank.
Never want to hear that. It is? That's like.
I know, literally. And she said, get off me. And we refer to him as poor Jerry.
Yeah.
Well, that happens sometimes with really immense dudes. And you think that they're going to be like proportional, you know? And they're not.
Steroids can shrink things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Now that we're talking about sex, this is really appropriate because I'm mentally 14 years old. Here's audio of a Fox Business anchor named Cheryl Cassone accidentally saying erection on the air.
And Congressman, just a reminder here, President Biden was asked if Trump supported an insurrection last week. Watch this.
Whoops.
That's actually new.
We know it's on her mind. It is brand new. It's like a week ago or something. It's very
new. Yeah. And I've had this tab open on my browser for some time now during the break. I was like, yeah, we're going to talk about this on the first Thursday show for sure.
And let's not forget that Moms for Liberty had another lesbian sex tape dropped.
Yes, another one just dropped. Yes.
Okay, what's the latest on that? Because I've tuned that one out. What's going on with the Moms for Liberty again?
Oh, God. There's
been
name?
A couple of sex scandals. We talked about that before the break, but there's a new one. What's the new one?
I forget his name, but another one just dropped, and he's had to resign from the GOP, whatever the fuck he was doing. She still hasn't resigned from the school board, which she should fucking do. Not because of what she did with consensual adults, but because she's a fucking hypocrite and a piece of shit.
Yeah. And, of course, the operative pronoun here is she. If it was a guy, that wouldn't be a problem. Because, once again, it's like what I was saying about Nikki Haley earlier. It's like, she's got to be going.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like if video leaked of Matt Gaetz fucking Nestor, shit would get raw real fast.
What about Donald Trump, though?
Yeah.
I don't think so. It wouldn't hurt Donald Trump. Oh, what do you mean? I mean, I didn't mean Matt Gaetz fucking Donald Trump. I meant if there was like a sex
I'm sorry. Table. It was just, it went there and it was, it's full of
no,
it
would be Matt Gaetz fellating Donald Trump. He would be fellating him.
You know, 2001, my God is full of stars. I'm like, my God, it's full of skin tags.
I think on that note. We will start to wrap up the show on skin tags. Yeah.
Sorry, free show people.
Have a good weekend.
Oh, God. Yeah. No.
Oy.
If Donald Trump, if there was a sex tape of Donald Trump, it wouldn't impact him at all. In fact, his numbers would go up.
It would. You're right. Absolutely would.
I mean, when are Republicans going to start to realize that? The Republicans specifically caught in scandals, right?
What would it take? What do you think it would take to drive his ratings down? If it was like, one of those like, you know, inflato-tittied like Eastern European sex worker girls. Yeah, his numbers are going to go up. But what if it's like a sex tape with like, I don't know, Casper Weinberger?
I think the only thing that
Roy Cohn.
The only thing that would destroy Donald Trump with his supporters, and I don't even think this would do it, but I think the closest it would come is if Donald Trump was caught on tape saying that Trump supporters are idiots and that he's conning them. Like the I played
almost
this
almost said it.
Like the penguin from Batman Returns. I'm gonna play this stinking city like a harp from hell. That whole thing, if Donald Trump said that and it was on video and it was verified, I don't know. I think he would still
They'd
get
be
away.
Like,
with
he's not talking about me. I love him.
Exactly.
Exactly. And also I think the only thing that might do it is if he was caught on a sex tape and he was the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that would do it.
And Colin Kaepernick. No, never mind.
He would be a bossy bottom. That's what Donald Trump
He would just be the bottom, and whoever it was, like, not Roy Cohn, because people don't know who he was, but, you know, somebody that they really hate, like a Democrat.
Right.
You know, somebody that they really, really loathe was the top and a dude, and he was the bottom. That might do it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I have a hard time making that kind of prediction because he's just been invulnerable, or I mean, I'm sorry, invincible in the face of his own supporters. Like, they always find a way.
Really, thank God.
But they have no problem reconfiguring their acceptance of him no matter what happens.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
I mean,
that's true.
He probably could, like, you know, get, like, you know, exposed, like, eating the ass of Jamie Raskin, you know, like... Oh, going all the way in, but like they would just be like, well, you know, sometimes our king's got to do what he's got to do.
Yeah.
There must be a reason behind it, you know.
Okay, Shadow Doc, it's coming up next on our Patreon page. Patreon.com/Bob Seska Show.
My apologies to Jamie Raskin's hairy butt.
Join us. The ribaldry continues. Bye bye.